Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is January 19th, 2016, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, a declassified email sent to Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State reveals the real reason why Libya was invaded.
We came, we saw, he died.
Then, as if we're not already taxed enough, socialist Bernie Sanders wants to add another $19.6 trillion in tax hikes. Yeah, I don't think so, Bernie. Plus,
so many children have lead in their blood in Flint, Michigan. A federal emergency has been declared.
This is disgusting negligence of a system that wants to cut corners and doesn't care about the long-term devastating effects on your health.
An emergency water crisis unfolds in Flint, Michigan, as our nation's water supply continues to reach toxic levels. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Today we had the very unfortunate news of bomb threats at over 30 U.S. schools. We see bomb threats were made against more than two dozen schools in New Jersey on Tuesday and also against schools in Massachusetts, Delaware, and Iowa, forcing evacuations and lockdowns that affected thousands of students. The threats, made in a robotic voice, appeared to come from a computer-generated phone number that could be traced back to a location in Bakersfield, California, sheriffs said. Police said on Twitter they did not regard the attack as credible, but the evacuation was carried out anyway as a precaution. And we see this more and more. It was just a few weeks ago, I believe. We saw the threats in New York and also in California. New York decided to continue on with the school day. California took the precautions of canceling school for the day. And I can't really blame the schools, you know, when you have a situation like that, especially as we see attacks happening in our recent country history. I can't blame the schools for shutting down, but I'm not exactly sure what can be done to remedy the situation because, yes, you care for the students, but are you going to shut down the schools every time somebody calls in, even if you don't think it's a credible threat? It's not a easy situation to solve, and hopefully they'll catch the guys who are behind this situation. Now, today we saw a very interesting story by Kurt Nimmo about the situation in Libya. He brought out a lot of things I didn't know. I guess it came from the Clinton email scandal. Here's a look at Libya was invaded to prevent pan-African currency.
He called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. The UK has double that, but 10 times the population.
Now, on our show here, we've had many financial experts, people who study the economy, Max Keiser, Gerald Celente, Harry Dent. Many of them talk about the IMF and the World Bank, and now we have the article, IMF cuts world growth forecast for third time. The International Monetary Fund has slashed its growth forecast for the global economy for the third time in less than a year as it predicted a bumpier ride for 2016. A sharp slowdown of trade in China and a slump in commodity prices, such as oil and metals, were cited as key reasons for the gloomy outlook. The IMF expects the world economy to grow by 3.4% this year and 3.6% in 2017, both figures 0.2 percentage points lower than its previous estimates made last October. Yeah, and as we were just talking about Gaddafi, you know, you can say what you want about the guy. I'm not cheerleading for the guy by any means, but he was trying to get his country on a stable gold standard, because we see, like, for example, here in the United States, we were taken off the gold standard. We have the Federal Reserve that is continually devaluing our currency. And there's a movie that we sell in the InfoWars shop, The American Dream. It's a cartoon that explains the history of the Federal Reserve and why our dollar continues to be devaluated. Anyway, there's a point in the film where the guy, he asks the other guy, he's like, do you even understand what money is? And then they explain it to you back in, you know, ancient times, and I guess until we got off the gold standard. A dollar bill, or, you know, whatever denomination you used, was basically a representation of the money you have in the bank. So instead of walking around with big gold bars or, you know, gold coins in your pocket, you'd have the dollar bill that represents the money that you already have. That's what money is. But when you go off a gold standard, then your money is pretty much backed up by nothing, or at least something that's much less valuable. Like I said, talking about Gaddafi, you know, you can say what you want about the guy. I'm not cheerleading. But, you know, he was trying to get the country back on a stable currency. But as we see countries all around the world get further and further away from this, from real currency, then you have the issues where your dollars can be devaluated, or you have other things that can come in and knock down your economy. And as we continue on that, we have budget deficit to rise by $544 billion this year. A government report released Tuesday estimates that this year's budget deficit will rise $544 billion, an increase over prior estimates that can be attributed largely to tax cuts and spending increases passed by Congress last month. The deficit and debt picture over the long term has also worsened considerably. Much of the increase is mostly due to last month's legislation, which permanently extended several tax cuts that Congress had previously renewed temporarily. And as we're talking about taxes, let's talk about one Bernie Sanders. Now, I'm very interested in why so many adults are captivated by Bernie Sanders. I can understand young people thinking the guy is very interesting. And if I was in high school, I might like Bernie Sanders, too. But, you know, as you become an adult, you go through high school, you maybe go through college or military, whatever, and you emerge, and I'm getting close to 30 now. People in their 30s, 40s, 50s who endorse Bernie Sanders make me scratch my head. Because, yes, the guy is promising to give you free this, free that, free everything. But you have to understand, you know, college kids, high school kids, they don't have that much work experience. But once you enter the workforce and you look at your check and you look at all the taxes that they take out of it, and you see people say, I want free stuff. I want everything free. I'm like, even if it's free for you, I have to pay for it. Example, I can give a homeless man a dollar, and even though it's free to him, I had to work for it and eventually pay it to him. But I'm okay with that because I chose to give him that money. But when I see people saying, I want free abortions at Planned Parenthood, I was like, I don't work so you can go have your abortion free at Planned Parenthood. That's not what I'm about. And all you high school kids and college kids, you may not understand this right now, but once you start paying your taxes on the job you have, hopefully you get a career one day and not just saddled down by a whole bunch of debt. Once you look at your paycheck, you're like, oh my goodness, they take all these thousands of dollars out of my check. Remember, that's to go to pay for the free stuff. The free stuff that other people get, they take out of your money. You're just like, well, I thought it was free. No, it's not free. It's just free for them. But it's okay because it's going to come back and bite them in the butt later, too. So when you're, you know, 40 years old, whatever, you're going to be paying for somebody's free goodies at the colleges or whatever else. Here's the list of Bernie Sanders' $19.6 trillion tax hike. Taken together, Sanders is proposing $19.6 trillion in new taxes over a decade, according to an analysis by the Washington Examiner, of which $14 trillion would come from his health care plan alone. And if you go to the site, we have a nice little graphic there that you can look at, and you can see business health care premium tax, $6.3 trillion, ending tax-free status of employer health insurance, $3.1 trillion. One of my favorite ones, the death tax hike, $243 billion, ending tax deductions, $150 billion, energy tax, $135 billion carried interest, Social Security tax, $1.2 trillion. It just goes on and on and on and on. So like I was telling you earlier, just because it's free for somebody else doesn't mean that it's going to be free for you. And as we see things like Social Security and all that stuff, the people who paid into it, you know, probably should get something out of it. But, you know, if you're 19, 20 years old right now, don't expect Social Security to be there for you when you become of age. I saw the 60 Minutes report a few years ago. I can't remember where it was, but it was some small town. And basically, they had this a retired firefighter that they were profiling. The guy worked, you know, 20, 30 years in the fire department, whatever. And now he's working as a security guard at the local shopping mall. And he has to do this because the town, or I guess more specifically the mayor, refuses to pay out benefits to, you know, the firefighters, the cops, whoever else who had been working for the city, for the county for so many years. And it's very interesting to me that if the mayor takes that position that he's not going to pay people on the back end, I think the mayor shouldn't be paid on the front end. Say, okay, you're going to work for free, and eventually down the line we may give you something, some type of retirement check. But it's very wrong, and it continues to happen. And so you guys keep this in mind, because I remember I worked for the county back in Oklahoma at one point. And they were like, hey, do you want to pay into the retirement plan? I was like, no, I mean, everybody who's worked here 20, 30 years, I hope you get your retirement check, but I'm not really expecting that for myself. So, you know, I'd rather just save that money and actually save it. Don't keep it and go spend it, but save it and put it in some type of fund or savings account for you to be used later on. Now, let's talk about Jeb Bush. He's a very interesting guy. He's come from the Bush family. Let the Bin Laden fly out on 9/11 before Osama was listed as an official suspect. Wars in Iraq, Iran-Contra, all that good stuff. And now people are starting to get the taste in their mouth, but maybe they don't want another Bush in the White House. But you wouldn't know that from the GOP. And this is one of the reasons why I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat either, for that matter. I'm an independent. You know, I don't want to push any political party. If I see something wrong in the Democratic Party, I say so. If I see something wrong in the Republican Party, I say so as well. And this is something that's wrong as far as the way things are being run. GOP elites blow $65 million on Jeb Bush and his failed campaign. Roll Call reported Right to Rise raised $103 million in 2015 and has spent more than $65 million so far. But 9 months after he got into the race, Jeb has collapsed from first to a tie for worst and is now polling at less than 5% nationally. But that's not going to stop them from throwing tons of money into the Bush campaign. You know, he says, my name is Jeb, exclamation mark, and I earned that. The people of Florida love me. They trust me. We have the recount in Florida so my brother could become president of the United States. A lot of people aren't really buying it. Now, it's not saying let's not elect Jeb Bush and go elect a Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. I'm not saying that one bit. But I like how they knock down the numbers here and they show all the things that the Republican Party could have bought for that $103 million. And they have a nice list here on the site. They said they could have bought 20 million children's books for the kids of the Barbara Bush Foundation, sent 22,000 four-year-olds to preschool for a year, covered a year's tuition for 10,000 college students, or paid for a year of drug treatment for 700,000 children in Africa. So this is what the Republican Party is spending their money on, not to say that the Democratic Party is any better for that reason. You know, like I said, I see something wrong over here, I say so. If I see something wrong over there, I say so as well. But, you know, they're like shoving these people down your throat. You have to vote for Jeb. You have to vote for Hillary or Bernie Sanders. You know, and I don't really like any of them, to be quite honest with you. I like Rand. You know, Rand's not a perfect guy. He did some stuff endorsing Mitt Romney years back that I'm not a fan of. But other than that, he has a pretty consistent record. But I definitely take him more than anybody else on either side of the card. Also, you got libertarians like Gary Johnson coming up in the ranks. Interested to see what he has to say. I haven't kept up with Gary in a few years, so I'd have to, you know, refresh myself on his policies and stances and platforms. But be interested to hear what he has to say. Now, if you've been watching the show, one thing you know is David Knight does not like self-driving cars. And I'm not big fans of them either. Mainly because we've seen all the glitches these things have. The cars, you know, driving in reverse. Other things like there's that funny clip of the journalist who was standing right in front of the self-driving car like it was going to stop in front of him like the Batmobile, ran him straight over. And, of course, technology will advance, but I'm not big fans of them anyway. I'd rather be able to drive myself and take that personal responsibility. But now we see Davos Insider, self-driving cars will spy on you. Self-driving cars operate as ground-based surveillance drones, collecting images and data on both drivers and the public at large, according to the World Economic Forum Insiders. And they have a quote there. But, you know, it's basically an imperial probe droid. It's another way for people to spy on you, to check into your activities. And it's not really anything new with the self-driving car. You can see things like, OnStar? You hit the button and boop, OnStar, they can hear everything you're saying. And that's to say that it can go both ways. If you have some type of person who wants to listen to your conversation for whatever reason, we've seen guys at the NSA, you know, tracking down their girlfriends, boyfriends, trying to see what their activities are. And it's no different when you have this technology in your car. At any time, somebody could type in and listen to what you have to say. And in other news, it just wouldn't be a complete show without an epic tale of home defense. And now we see homeowner shoots and kills home invaders after they beat him and pistol whip his mother.
When I opened the door, these two guys stormed in with guns and started pistol whipping me and took me to the ground. Started pistol whipping and kicking her in the sides. Put a gun to my head and I just started fighting back. Or I feel like if I hadn't had the gun in there, this whole news story would be about me and my mother being dead in this house. They put me in a situation and I only reacted to it. I had to protect my family, you know?
And that was news out of Georgia. And we see more and more of these things every day. It seems like every day there's another article, another video about somebody taking their personal responsibility, their personal safety into their own hands. And many police chiefs, many sheriffs around the nation are getting on board with this, because as much as you see the politicians and the talking heads talking about nobody wants the guns and everybody wants to ban the guns, nobody wants more than five bullets in their gun and all this other stuff, real people who live in the real world realize that there are bad people out there. And even the cops say, hey, we can't protect you all the time, so do what you have to do to protect yourself. And one of the ways you can protect yourself is having good water to drink, but that's not so available in certain parts of the country. Like in this Florida article, vandals drained 400,000 gallons from Flagler water system. Detectives said the vandals opened about 20 valves at the Plantation Bay water system sometime on Sunday and left them running. Authorities said the incident likely occurred between 3:30 and 10 p.m. So you have to be careful about this. And this is just another water story. We've heard about the drought out in California and also about the lead poisoning in Flint, Michigan. And we're actually sending our crew up there to investigate it. So you can look forward to more reports from Leanne McAdoo on the topic. Now, stay tuned after this break. We'll be back with more special reports. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
Did you know that only six corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day? It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of megacorporations with vested interests. But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources. So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. This gives you a false sense of reality. I mean, do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it. This is Darren McBreen, and I want you to break the matrix at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well, and he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder, and that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The meeting to terminate the American middle class is underway atop a mountain of greed located in the highest town in the Alps, Davos, Switzerland. From January 20th to January 23rd, the invitation-only annual globalist event of 2,500 attendees includes 40 heads of state, a smattering of celebrities, and 14 Nobel laureates. The average ticket to the male-dominated assemblage costs $27,000 to attend. Reuters reports anti-poverty charity Oxfam announced that just 62 people, 53 of them men, own as much wealth as the poorest half of the entire world population, and the richest 1% of those own more than the other 99% put together. The wealth gap is widening faster than anyone anticipated, with the 1% overtaking the rest 1 year earlier than Oxfam had predicted only a year ago. Among the key figures in Davos will be U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, Secretary of State John Kerry, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the foreign ministers of both Iran and Saudi Arabia. As the global economy slows, populism grows, and the daily possibility of a derivative-inflated bubble bursting has world leaders and their mega corporate banking counterparts racing to close the diminishing gap on the American middle class as a hasty bid to reduce the United States to a third world nation dominated by surveillance technology. Sadici Innovation CEO Rob Leslie, an agenda contributor for the 2016 World Economic Annual Meeting in Davos, says the availability and resolution of imaging from satellites, drones, self-driving cars, and more will continue to increase exponentially. This will drive the creation of ever more sophisticated analysis algorithms, products, and companies, basically trapping the American population like rats in a cage. Among the 250 closed-door meetings and elbow-rubbing parties will be discussions about the status of job-stealing robots, the current invasion of Europe and the United States by the engineered migration crisis, the shocking populism of Donald Trump, bragging of hidden redoubts, and a growing interest in fleeing Earth altogether for Mars as the Gini coefficient, an indicator of the level of inequality Americans now live under, is now higher than the Philippines and Vietnam. Family debt levels continue to increase. The middle class has shrunken by over 11% since 1971, while President Obama and others continue to lie about job growth, which has stayed relatively flat in comparison to the skyrocketing corporate profit growth. So it would only make sense that the richer the very few get, the more paranoid they become.
Basically, we're destabilizing the world. We're creating massive amounts of fear, and we're spending all of our money on surveillance and control. And I have a slide from Medard Gabel on how much we spend on war and how if we spent a third of that on peace, we could give every single person on the planet a two-story cinder block home with running water, electricity, and even a swimming pool. The injustice that is being perpetuated right now, we now know that 62 people on the planet have as much wealth as the lower 3 billion. This is insane. Concentration of wealth, and I have my, you've showed it on your show before, my preconditions of revolution chart. The preconditions of revolution all exist in the United States of America today. We are like a house that has been soaked in gasoline with ammunition put in every room, and we're just waiting for the first match to blow by.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
President Obama has declared a federal emergency for Flint, Michigan, after a devastating man-made disaster was created by the state, leaving hundreds of thousands of residents there with contaminated drinking water. Now, all of this happened about 2 years ago when the city decided to switch the water supply from Detroit to the Flint River, which is a tributary that runs through the town, and it's notorious to its residents for its filth. Now, immediately following this switch, the residents were complaining about the taste, the odor, the appearance of the water, but state officials kept reassuring them the water was completely safe to drink and that there was nothing to worry about. But now we know that that was a dangerous lie. Researchers from Virginia Tech found that the water coming from the Flint River was 19 times more corrosive than the water coming from Detroit, but they weren't treating it with an anti-corrosive agent. More than half of the homes have pipelines made of lead, which means this corrosive water was now leaching the lead out of the pipes, and it was going into these people's homes for more than 18 months. Little segue here, this anti-corrosive agent would have cost the city about $100 a day. But instead, I guess they were able to find countless dollars to fluoridate the people's water. So to them, allegedly stopping cavities is more important than stopping brain damage. So 18 months later, in the fall of last year, researchers discovered that the amount of children with above average lead levels in their blood had doubled. Now, there is no safe level of lead in blood, but lead poisoning causes brain damage and other neurological health issues, and it's particularly damaging to developing children as well as fetuses. Now, the city said that they switched the water back to Detroit in October, but it was too late. The damage was already done, and there is no telling how long these pipes are going to continue to leak lead. Now, the Washington Post does a really good job at breaking down visually just how high above normal Flint's lead levels really were. So the EPA considers 5 parts per billion to be safe. But 90% of the homes in Flint were reporting 27 parts per billion. 10% of the homes in the sample had lead levels much higher than this. The highest reading registered 13,000 parts per billion. The EPA considers water to be toxic waste level at 5,000 parts per billion. So parents haven't even really seen the long-term effects of what this lead poisoning is going to be doing to them, all because a state-appointed manager wanted to save money. They lied to residents for 2 years, told them the drinking water was completely safe, all they needed to do was just boil the water, and of course now these kids who have been poisoned are going to have to be supported for decades. And this researcher, she's a Flint area pediatrician, Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha, and she was actually studying the lead levels in some of Flint's children, and she was the one who actually forced the state to acknowledge this lead problem. The city tried to discredit her research, taking water samples of their own, saying everything was completely fine. But of course, she was able to prove that that wasn't true. And now she's saying that all of the city's children under 6 should be treated as exposed. So that's almost 7,000 children there who are being affected by this. Now, Michael Moore, Of course, he's there in Flint. He's calling it a crime scene. He's accusing government leaders of intentionally poisoning thousands of people. And he is pinning the government's decision, of course, on race and poverty, saying that this never would have happened in more affluent neighborhoods. And this is actually the exact same thing that Hillary Clinton said at the end of the Democratic debate in her closing comments, that this was about race. This is about poverty. And of course, you know, this could be the case here in Michigan, but just like the issue of police brutality, they are now trying to divide this and make this a race class thing. But this, it has nothing to do with that. Just take a look at Sacramento. The city admitted to secretly testing a cancer-causing agent at its main water treatment plant in order to cut costs. The substances that were forming in the city's drinking water could cause cancer, birth defects, and even miscarriages. Red flags went up almost immediately for this, but here again, state officials completely ignored that, and instead they expanded this water treatment program, even though they knew that there was some issues there with it. And I've reported on residents in St. Louis who were told directly by the EPA to not worry about the nuclear material that was leaking out of this landfill. They said that these radioactive materials that were leaching into the groundwater were heading in an opposite direction from the city. Meanwhile, the residents had to point out to the EPA that this is the exact part of the underground water where they get their drinking water from. So it's going to be a huge problem in the future. And, you know, let's not forget about the EPA, who destroyed an entire ecosystem there at the Animas River. And a lot of residents said that the EPA knew that this would happen if they tried to clean up the mine in such a way. Some people went as far as accusing the EPA of doing this on purpose with the intention of being able to set up a Superfund site there. And, of course, city officials all across the country actually pay big bucks to treat the city's water with fluoride. And no, it's not the natural fluoride that is created in the environment. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is a waste byproduct from phosphate fertilizer plants. So this has nothing to do with race or class. This is disgusting negligence of a system that wants to cut corners and doesn't care about the long-term devastating effects on your health. It's just more proof that you cannot trust the state to take care of you, look after your best interests, and the only thing that you can do that's truly safe and effective is filtering your own water.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants, and with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well, and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the Shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
So many children have lead in their blood in Flint, Michigan. A federal emergency has been declared. We're going to be speaking with a resident of Flint, Michigan today, Richard Krause, and we're going to learn about how this has affected him as well as his family. Richard, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story. So tell me a little bit about your experience. When did you first start to notice that something wasn't right?
Well, it was this summer. My children were coming down with skin rashes, and my daughter was coming down with asthma. Mm. And we're a very healthy, athletic family. We come from the mountains of Steamboat, Colorado. And we go to the doctors, and they really couldn't tell us what was going on. And then later in the fall, it comes out that our Flint water is contaminated. And these are some of the symptoms to look for: itchy skin, loss of hair, asthma, all these different things that my family has occurred. My youngest grandson, who's just going to be 2 this month, January 23rd, has a high level of lead content in his body now because of our great infrastructure of Flint that is crumbling as we speak. Mm. There's been numerous other things. My wife has epilepsy, and it's caused her problems.
Right, because seizures. Yeah, the lead is really damaging neurologically.
Exactly. So all these things, and me and my wife, the whole time we've lived in Flint for about 5 years now, have really only drank reverse osmosis water. Because when we come to this town, we realize that the infrastructure had leaks everywhere you drove around the city. There's a leak, water running down the street, a leak over here. And I used to be in infrastructure, and the EPA requires us that do underground work to report and immediately repair any leaks so no bacteria or contaminations can get into the lines. Well, the city of Flint is claiming that the reason we have lead is because of our old houses here, which I agree, that is partial of the problem. Water has been tested with TTHMs and also has given out numerous boil water notices. And this is all since 2014. Residents have been complaining of rashes, losses, and this is coming off some documentation of the city here that I'm reading off. But yet our government, we're 2 years into this now, and they just started realizing in September that there's a problem for 2 years now.
Right. So how did you feel about that, knowing that there were several instances that we're learning about now where they tried to
defraud, I guess you would say, or debunk the findings of the pediatrician who was taking blood samples from little kids, because that's something that the state requires for Medicaid, Medicare, is to take those blood samples of children. So that's how she was able to really build a case for this. And yeah. Then we learned that the city at first tried to tell her, well, we've taken our own water samples. That's not correct. How yes. infuriating was that to you?
Oh, it's just infuriating, you know, being a patriot behind my country and then realizing that I'm living in a third world America. They say don't drink the water in Mexico. Come on now. Right. We're living in America and we can't drink the water in one of the greatest industrial towns there was at one time.
Absolutely. And that's one of the big issues, is that it's just crumbling infrastructure. I mean, at least if you go to Mexico, you have those warnings and you know that you have the potential to get sick. Here, your state officials were coming out telling you everything's fine. You just need to boil the water. Meanwhile, one of the main chemicals that they weren't able to stop, it's really awful if you inhale it. So, for instance, if you're taking yes. a nice hot shower in 5-degree weather, that's when it's incredibly damaging. So I'm hearing that there are a lot of businesses, talk about a crumbling infrastructure. How is this affecting businesses in that area? Because I personally wouldn't want to go eat at a restaurant where I wasn't sure if they didn't have, you know, old lead pipes.
Well, it's kind of amazing. You know, we have Flint Township, we have Grand Blanc Township, which in our area are classified as the more upper areas of our area. We all know, being in the infrastructure business, that the water is distributed amongst all those communities from Flint, and Flint even sells them the water. And when you go to the restaurants, they're like, oh, we don't have Flint City water. We have Flint Township water. Like mm-hmm. that's any different.
Right.
But it's not. The government here is trying to say that it is different. But
right.
if you put stuff in the ground, you know that they're all connected from township to township. And they even told us that they sell water to those cities. So why aren't they being checked?
Right. And I know a lot of this is probably just trying to drive down the panic. But here now you have almost upwards of 7,000 children who are being really, they're going to be devastated with these side yes. effects of lead poisoning for decades. So how does it make you feel? Do you agree with Michael Moore or Hillary Clinton when they are saying that this is a race issue, this is a class issue? Do you agree with
that? I don't agree that it's a race issue at all. I agree that it's an issue against all the people. The government, if they cared about individual race, well, I'm a white man and I'm drinking the water.
Yeah.
You know, my skin color isn't, you know, I don't think it comes down to skin color. I think it comes down to why did our city officials, our state officials, let our infrastructure become so decrepit that we're considered a third world city now?
Right. Well, Detroit, I mean, they actually had to file bankruptcy. They're not able to, had to get some federal funding. And of course, like you said, this is one of the greatest cities in America, you know, the Americana there, from Michigan. So talk to me. Have you joined any of these lawsuits? Are you looking to join any of the lawsuits that have been filed recently?
Yeah. Well, I haven't joined any yet. I'm currently looking into having my own separate lawsuit, because the class action lawsuit isn't really going after what the problems were. They're just going after what lead problems there were, when really there's all kinds of issues, not just the lead. There's the chlorination, there's the bacterias, there's the Legionnaire's disease. There's, you know, it's just on and on right now. But
yeah.
according to them, it's, you know, a simple little fix.
Well, and that's, I think, the reason why they're probably going with the lead poisoning is because that's a sure thing, done deal, whereas every single water municipality that has their water treated is getting the chlorine. They're using different sort of coagulants to try and clean out the water, depending on where they're pulling the water from. And so that's what people need to understand, is this is happening all across the country. You really never know what type of mixture you're getting with your water municipality. And people need to kind of understand that this is not just local to the Flint area. Now, we just have about a minute left. Are you happy with the response from the governor? Are you happy with what they're doing now?
I'm not happy with any response at all because they keep bureaucracy moving in the air constantly of what they should do for the problem. The problem is simple. Dig up the old pipe and replace it.
How are they going to pay for it?
Well, that's exactly what Americans have to accept. We're broke. We don't have any money. Our government has spent it in other areas and not on our own country. We need to reel America in and make it back the great country it once was. Look at Flint now. Is it the great city it once was? Is Flint part of America, the great country of development, the great country of freedom, the great country of, you know, supposedly do whatever you want, but I don't, you know, feel happy with anything that's going on right now within our government. They're just all up in arms telling us folks what we should do.
Right. And, you know, that is one of the biggest excuses for a big government. That's the main thing they're supposed to take care of is the infrastructure of this country. And as we can see, it's been a huge failure, not only there in Flint, but Michigan, other places as well. Richard, thank you so much. And we look forward to speaking with you when we touch down in Flint tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me a call. I'll be glad to show you the city and help you with any information or anything you need while you're here.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can get 6 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, but only for one more week. Next Monday, the special that only comes around once a year ends. In fact, we've never offered 6 months free before, but I really want to get more people to join and to be able to watch the nightly news, to see the live reports we do, the special reports, all my films, ebooks, and so much more. One person can share their membership with 20 people, and you are funding the absolute very leading edge, the vanguard of the resistance to the globalist operation on every front. We have to have our own platform that is harder for them to censor, harder for the system to shut down. PrisonPlanet.tv. We put out the daily radio show free with the video and audio feeds at Infowars.com/show. But it is the members that get the nightly news exclusively and first and the commercial free video podcasts and audio podcasts that are paying it forward and financing and helping so many other people see the truth when we put the videos on Facebook, YouTube, and it's PrisonPlanet.tv that finances so much of the cameras, the equipment, the crew, the reporters. You are becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You get exclusive HD, higher quality, get it first, and then you can download it, share it with friends and family, share your passcode with them, your username. It's a win-win, and then you're helping finance to put it out for free to everybody. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water. Save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
We've seen President Obama come out and say that he wants GPS-tracked biometric firearms. Now, if you choose to get a fingerprint scanner on your firearm, that's your business. If you choose to have a GPS tracker on your firearm, that's your business. If you choose to have a gun locker, that is your business. My issue is I don't want these things to be mandated by President Obama or anybody else. And with this in mind, we've seen guys like Eric Holder, Dianne Feinstein, Vice President Joe Biden, many other people as well come out and say that we need all these measures to save the kids, as it were. I've done multiple reports talking about how if all the smart gun technology, this biometric technology, this fingerprint technology was on existing firearms, we'd have multiple dead children. Which children do you ask? The 12-year-old girl in Oklahoma who shot an intruder when she was home alone. If her firearm had a fingerprint technology scanner on it, it would not be registered to her. She wouldn't be able to use it. Also, the 15-year-old boy in Houston, He was home with his little sister. Two guys broke in the back door, and he gave him the business end of an AR-15. Now, people will say, well, what about the little kid who shot the instructor with a Uzi? Yeah, that bad things happen, and personally, I would not let a little kid shoot a Uzi gun, but, you know, to each his own. But the notion that all this is for the kids, that it's going to keep the kids safe, it's completely ridiculous. Many people grow up hunting and shooting, shooting cans off the fence, or, you know, going out and bagging their first deer. It's a lot of, I don't want to say cultural, but I think it's a lot of geographical things that play into this. You got people from inner city New York or Detroit, Michigan, or wherever else who may have a very negative view because they turn on the TV and all they see is, you know, X number of people got shot in the city of Chicago. Whereas you go someplace like Texas, when our governor goes hunting, they put that on the news and it's a great time. He takes his daughters out there and everything's safe and fun. So there's a lot of that to get over. But the issue is they want to come for your guns, not in a gun grab door-to-door confiscation they did in Hurricane Katrina, but they want to come through the back door with the registration, with the ammo limits in your magazine, saying what type of firearm you can have, and also mandating this GPS and smart gun technology. And with more on this, we go to a special report from David Knight.
At the Consumer Electronics Show, which just ended in Las Vegas, a vendor wanted to demonstrate his smart gun lock, saying it answers President Obama's call for a smart gun. But the Consumer Electronics Show wouldn't allow him to bring an unloaded gun into the show. Not even an imitation gun. Not even for Obama. And there's an important lesson in that. They really don't want better tech. They just want to get rid of guns out of fear and ignorance. We're going to look at why smart guns are a dumb idea. But first, consider the gun expert the Obama administration has enlisted as a smart gun salesman.
You know the single most consequential thing you can do and have no impact on the Second Amendment? Buy a smart gun.
Remember the last time Biden gave us gun advice?
She's asking if a ban goes into effect on certain kinds of weapons and high-capacity magazines.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, have the shells of a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. Buy a smart gun.
Now he's back with more idiotic advice.
How does that make sense? What possible sense does that make?
To help push the idea of smart guns, mainstream media from Fox News to CNN turns to James Bond as an example.
Both the PPKS 9mm short. There's a microdermal sensor in the grip. It's been coded to your palm print so only you can fire it.
While having a gun that only authorized users can fire might sound like a great idea, Bond has lots of gadgets that, in the real world, would be impractical and prohibitively expensive to build. But Obama says the tech hurdles can be overcome.
If you are a gun owner, I would think that you would at least want a choice.
They don't want to be in a situation where, oh no, someone's coming through my front door, I've got to reboot my gun.
It's the reliability, stupid. Adding biometric or RFID sensors to a gun means adding multiple layers of new complicated technology that can go wrong.
The blinking red LED light means that you have 33% battery life left and you must change the batteries.
There weren't batteries that were small enough. There weren't chips that were reliable enough. There wasn't biometric technology that was good enough to recognize fingerprint IDs.
Guns are finely honed mechanical devices. They're rugged. They can withstand rough use. Smart guns will add electronics that can fail, can break, that will need a charged power source. And most importantly, they can be disabled by criminals or governments. This vulnerability and others will come from the software, which will also have bugs that will get worse with software updates, just like your phone. And there are other concerns. Any wireless coupling can decouple. It can have interference, or it can be hacked. And will you grip a biometric handle in the same way when you're under stress or under combat? So far, there's only been one attempt at a smart gun. the IP-1 from the German manufacturer Armatex.
The gun is implanted with an electronic chip that allows it to be fired only if the shooter is wearing a companion watch into which a PIN number has been entered.
It was only offered in a .22 caliber, but it cost $1,800, five times the cost of other .22s, and not offered in a self-defense caliber. But it had other problems. It took 7 push-button commands and 12 seconds before it could be fired. And it had 3 or 4 misfires per 11-round magazine repeatedly. So it's not good, it's not fast, it's not cheap, and it's laughably unreliable. Not even the gun grabbers in New Jersey could call it smart with a straight face. And that's important, because New Jersey has passed a law that once a smart gun exists in the market, only smart guns will be allowed to be sold in New Jersey. This is why gun users threatened a boycott of manufacturers like Smith & Wesson when they announced plans to work on a smart gun.
I don't exactly understand this, and maybe there will be somebody in the audience who explains it to me. Back in 1997, the CEO of Colt said, we can design or are starting to develop guns where you can only use it if you've got a chip. A boycott was called against them, and they had to back off of developing that technology. The same with Smith & Wesson.
Smith & Wesson responded to the boycott by canceling smart gun research and firing the CEO that proposed it. So users are not asking for smart guns. As a matter of fact, they strongly don't want them. So what does Obama do? He will use his unlimited Federal Reserves to build one and shove it down our throats. Obama likes to compare smart guns to cell phones.
I didn't bring my cell phone with me, but my cell phone, like yours, I just put my thumbprint on. Well, why can't you do that for a gun?
The cell phone analogy goes beyond biometric locks. The government has the capability to shut down all cell phones in an area or selectively turn off their cameras, although they haven't used that capability yet. And they want the ability to track and disable your gun, even if it still works with all the added technology bells and whistles.
If there's an app that can help us find a missing tablet, if we can do it for your iPad, there's no reason we can't do it with a stolen gun.
Here's the bottom line. If you let someone get close enough to take your gun away, you're not doing it right. If you let children get access to your guns, you're not doing it right. We need smart people who control their guns, not smart guns controlled by government. We need better training and education, not unaffordable, unreliable weapons that can be disabled by the government. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
And that's it for our show tonight. Be sure to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where right now you can get 6 months free. That gets you the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there on PPTV. That's it for the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
The Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel.
Yeah, Fed is a sometimes very independent organization.
What should be the proper relationship between the chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
The Federal Reserve is an independent agency. There is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
They print our money and then loan it to us at interest. The IRS is their collection agency.
So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter.
Jeff Duncan says he saw IRS special agents using semi-automatic rifles at a gun range. Now he wants answers to why the agency needs that type of firepower.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
Know your history and you will know your enemy. InfoWars.com.
I'm not gonna sit here and take it anymore.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA, So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.